Mrs. Galloway's pale eyes reflected either shock or anger, and I turned away with a jerk.
"I'd like to see some of your artwork," Mr. Galloway said.
Although I didn't know if he truly wanted to see my artwork or if he was merely attempting to keep some semblance of peace during the meal, I was thankful for his intervention.
"Do you prefer to paint portraits or still lifes?"
He looked directly into my eyes.
"I do enjoy both, and animals as well," I said.
"One of my favorite paintings is of my cat Stormy. I gave it to Madame Leclerc for taking him in when I left France."
"I'm sure you miss him," Mr. Galloway replied.
"Yes," I whispered. Mr. and Mrs. Galloway seemed a strange match. He so pleasant and kind, she so disagreeable and harsh. How had such opposites decided to marry?
"Did you stop by to see how the house is coming along?"
Mrs. Galloway asked her husband. He nodded and continued to eat his supper. I'd learned from Augusta that her parents were building a new house in the area of town known as Fair Oaks. I thought their existing house quite lovely, and certainly large enough for their family. Augusta told me her mother wanted a house in Fair Oaks because that's where the right people lived, people who were wealthy enough to be listed on the social register.
"And what was the progress?"
Mrs. Galloway asked.
"There will be a small delay due to the plumbing for the bathroom."
Mrs. Galloway leaned forward. I thought the lace on her mauve gown might dip into her buttered potatoes, but she stopped short.
"How small?" she hissed.
"Some of the pipes have to be reordered. We received the wrong size."
"And whose fault is that?"
He shrugged. "Does it really matter?"
"It matters to me. If it's the builder's error, then we need to reduce his fee. And if it's the manufacturer's mistake, he needs to decrease the charges for the materials."
She pushed her plate aside.
"You may recall that I have a party planned. The invitations have already been sent out. If I have to cancel, I'll be the laughingstock of Fair Oaks before we've even moved into our new home."
"I..." Mrs. Galloway interrupted her husband with a glare.
"And don't say I told you so, Howard."
"I wouldn't think of saying such a thing, my dear. However, I do believe your guests will understand if the party has to be rescheduled. I'll go over first thing in the morning and remind the men that they need to do everything in their power to meet the deadline." Mrs. Galloway clamped her lips together and remained silent until Francis entered the room to ask if we were ready for dessert. The maid had served each of us a slice of lemon pound cake and was returning to serve coffee when Augusta said,
"Carrie promised she'd come to the party so I can introduce her to our new neighbors in Fair Oaks." My dessert forks...